Wait, Kay, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Did you roll your D100?
My ritualistic D100 I usually roll at the start of every session. My God, you're right.
Thank God. This session could have gone so terribly.
I've made a fool of myself, but not anymore. Watch this.
13.
The luckiest number, 13.
Oh.
And that's out of 100?
Out of 100.
No, it's perfect because that's Trainer Swift's number.
Oh, God.
Disclaimer. We do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with. So please go support the official release.
Previously on PKM and Legacy.
By the time this tournament's over, we'll have put an end to this cult once and for all. They're going to use this tournament as a trap. We're going to turn the trap on them.
This is the King of the Mountain Brawl. Evil genius Velma has her eyes set on ringside domination. But will ya boy Boyd have anything to say about it?
He's going to crush this little girl just like I'ma crush every chump who steps up to ya boy Boyd.
You girl's got brains over your brawn. Let's go!
He passes out from the poison.
And down.
We got knockout.
Velma did it!
But who's she facing? The clown queen of comedy, GS Kidding? Or the Crimson Crusader, Chris?
Chris, you and Victor head backstage. First on the field, though, in the top bracket, you hear the music play. It's very fun, just like bouncy, as Jess Kidding in a much more clownish ensemble, multicolored long jacket with coattails, big old bow tie, full-on clown white face, red nose, rainbow afro, and a little blue top hat with a daisy, frolics onto the stage. She looks around for her partner, nowhere to be seen. She takes off her hat and shouts into it, "Shave and a haircut!" And a Brionne erupts out of the top hat and onto the ground. The big screen says her name is Bits, the Brionne.
Oh, that's cute. Well, I kind of feel bad about this fight. This is,
The kids especially love her. The adults, meh, clown.
Right, right.
All right, give me the rundown of what you plan to do.
I plan on Chris sort of not 100% taking this seriously, because he's like, I kind of feel bad that I'm going to absolutely maul this woman to death, and I kind of don't want to do that. He's like, so you know what? He's just going to play along with it
okay.
for as long as he can before he's like, oh, that's enough fun. All right, Victor, karate chop.
Go ahead and roll either cool or tough plus perform, and get a plus two from Victor.
Plus perform, and then add two to my roll. 4 out of 6.
Nice. Paint me a word picture of your entrance.
Instead of Chris walking out from the entrance area, instead, he's riding on Victor's back, sort of in, like, think Simone from Gurren Lagann, arms crossed, and he's just got the most shit-eating grin. He's just like, ah, my opponent's gonna, a clown, like, immediately just kind of just a little bit set aback because he knew it was gonna be Just Kidding. He didn't realize how hard she went with the clown makeup, and he's trying to stifle a laugh. He's like, oh.
Oh, no. All the way from the other side of the arena, you hear her shout,
"What's the matter? Is the idea of me beating you really that far-fetched?"
Oh, you're not doing yourself any favors, lady.
Oh, I absolutely am.
Oh, it's terrible.
The music dies down. The same obstacle course stands before you that Velma faced. And ding, ding.
And they're off towards the Pillars of Doom. They'll have to cross over the tops of those pillars before they topple over into the foam pits.
For once, he's actually going to sprint. He's like, if I don't think about it and I just sprint and just keep going, nothing bad will happen.
Dexterity plus athletic. And I'll go ahead and roll for Victor's. We'll add his to yours.
3 out of 4.
1 out of 5.
Oh, Victor, baby.
You run across. You do it pretty well. Victor tries to leap forward. He was expecting, like, tall pillars, tree branches, stuff like that. Not something loose, so it's a bit awkward for him. He rushes over. He grabs onto the ledge, pulls himself up. It was sloppy, but he made it across.
Good job, buddy.
Meanwhile, you hear bounce, 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 you can see Bits the Brion on top of Jess Kidding on top of a pogo stick bouncing across.
How?
Boing, boing.
Seriously, the laws of physics should not allow you to do that.
She's definitely focusing more on showmanship than speed, but she's still only a hair behind you. She gets across, puts the pogo stick back into her top hat.
Where did that go?
Balance Beam Barrage is next! Hey, stagehands! Knock someone into the pits with those dodgeballs or I'ma get moderately upset here!
Oh boy. So Chris is going to have Victor go in front, and he's going to use Victor's, prowess to go in, like, any dodgeballs that happen to go there, punch them out of the way as they just keep mowing through it. He's like, don't stop, don't think about it, just punch what you see.
Dexterity plus evade from you, and I'll have Victor roll strength plus clash. That's a 2 out of 6 and a 1 out of 2. Okay, so you try to rush. He tries to clash the balls, catch them, throw them back. It's slow going for him. Chris, you get hit by a Pokeball dodgeball.
Ow!
You topple 10 feet down into the foam pit.
Oh, this is actually kind of rather soft, but still, ow!
You have to, wade your way through the foam to the ladder leading up to the next platform where Victor is waiting for you. You look up. Bits and Jess Kidding are putting on a little show. Bits is bouncing some of the dodgeballs on her nose, and Jess Kidding is juggling them.
Did you catch those?
While doing a little dance on the balance beam. And then she steps on a banana berry peel and falls into the pit.
He looks back at her.
You see her reach the foam and spits out water.
There's no water here.
Then what was I swallowing down there?
Nope, not thinking about it. Nope. He just wade through the foam faster. All right, where's the ladder?
Looks like they're neck and neck, folks. Let's see who has the muscle to get past the deadlift wall first.
Chris is gonna give it his all for this one. He's going to help Victor push it up.
Both of you, strength plus athletic.
Come on, Dad Bod. Work for him.
3 out of 7 for Victor.
2 out of 5 for Chris.
You make easy work of this.
Oh, perfect.
Victor lifts it up one-handed. He holds it up for you. You just squeeze under there. He pushes the wall up as he walks through.
Oh.
Slams back down with a heavy thud. And across the way, you can see the wall being lifted. Slowly, pump, pump, pump. Both Brion and Jess Kidding are using some sort of air pump to blow up a balloon underneath it.
Oh my god.
Slide under it, balloon pops, slams back down. She throws the pump away. You get there slightly faster. I don't think you're missing any will points though.
None to my knowledge, no.
Well, then you just get there with the satisfaction of a job well done.
Woo. Awesome, good work, Victor. And he gives him a high five.
Woo, woo. High fives the back.
Ah, ooh, good job, buddy.
All right, you get in the ring first. Anything you'd like to say to the crowd or to your opponents? You know, that sort of wrestler talk right before the match starts.
Okay, I knew this was a big thing, but wow, I did not realize there was this many people. Oh, hey, you made it. Well, I have several questions about you, ma'am, and I feel like they'll get answered later, but for now, I hope we have a good match.
You're gonna die.
Hold on, what?
Have fun! Honk, honk. Okay, but seriously, we're gonna beat you two so hard, you're gonna be Bulbasaur in the morning. Let's go.
Guy steps up.
Okay, I want a clean fight. Winner's decided by tap out or knockout. And fight!
What did Chris and Victor get?
So Chris got a Gold God 0 out of 4, and Victor got a 0 out of 3. Hey, okay, can I please use my will point to re-roll those?
I'll take one from Victor, you take one from Chris.
Thank you. 3 out of 4.
That's for Chris. Go ahead and re-roll for Victor.
2 out of 3.
Jess Kidding goes first. She pulls a gift-wrapped box out of her top hat.
Oh, you got me a present?
Yeah, I know it's not much, but I got something for you.
I do like presents.
And now I have to roll accuracy for present.
What was that last word?
3 out of 6 will land.
Can I dodge that?
You can if you want to. There's a 50-50% chance that you either are healed 2 hit points or you take 2 points of set damage.
What would I need to do to evade that?
3 or higher.
I have not enough in my pool for evade, and if I were to clash, I only have 3 in my pool, so I'd have to roll perfectly. So, guess I'm just going to play the game.
Okay, let's find out. It explodes in your face. You take 2 points of damage.
Oh, that hurts.
Confetti is everywhere, man.
So sparkling.
Ain't I a stinker? Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Your turn.
I want him to immediately go into dad mode.
Okay, roll for accuracy.
Yeah, 2 out of 5.
Your dad senses kick into high gear. On your next either accuracy roll or evasion roll you make, you get 2 automatic, unremovable successes.
Oh, wow.
But that leads us to Victor.
I'm going to feel very bad about this. Kay, I'm going to have Victor attack the Popplio.
The Brionne, sure.
I want him to use karate. I want him to use karate chop. 1 out of 4.
Bits is going to try and evade that.
Meets it, beats it. Victor is sluggish with those heavy-ass training weights, so she manages to bounce out of the way.
That leads us to Bits, though. She's going to go for a bubble on everyone in range. She'll need to get a 2 or more to land it. 4 out of 5 will land.
I will have Victor try clashing with low kick.
Okay. Strength plus clash. And he'll need to get a... Yeah, he'd need to get a 4 or more to land it.
Oof.
You got will points.
That is true, but not yet.
Well, then the bubbles are going to blow. Let's see. Your defenses are... I forgot how beefy you guys are. It's 4 for both of you.
Mm-hmm. We train. We get strong.
But that does land for 2 points of damage on both of you. Any additional actions from you, Chris?
Question. In the tournament, there's no need to hold back, right?
No.
All right. In dad mode, Chris is... Now he's just like, I want this over. So he's going to just punch her.
You need 2 or more to land. You already have 2 successes from dad mode, but go ahead and roll anyway.
Turn it to a 2.
All right, that will land. Go ahead and roll for damage. Defense is 2.
1 out of 1.
It lands. You hear her land on her keister with a big ol' honk honk.
There's no laughter from Chris.
Okay, top of the order. Just kidding. She just stares at Primeape, sizing it down, trying to just, like, act tough like it, and it's going to hold her turn.
Hmm.
Go down to Chris.
Ooh, I have a question, Kay.
I probably have an answer.
I want him to start mimicking Just Kidding.
Okay, what's your intention here?
If she's doing the same thing, he's basically trying to mirror what she's doing. Almost as if, like, he's just trying to pretend to be exactly as her to throw her off her game. But with him, the way that he does it, he's doing the exact same thing, but he's just doing it with such a serious face that it probably is going to make her extremely uncomfortable, throwing off her accuracy, possibly.
I guess this would be tough plus perform with that straight face of yours.
Tough plus perform. 3 out of 4.
So Bits looks at you, clownish pose and completely stoic face. Looks back to Jess. Looks back to you. To Jess. Bits is so confused right now.
Bits, come on, you gotta believe me. I'm the real Jess Kidding. He's just mimicking me.
Oh, please. You must know I'm the real Jess Kidding. That one's the imposter.
You're not even good enough to be my
I'll
fake.
Make you eat those words.
And Bits trapped in a moral quandary of who's the real Jess Kidding. Accuracy reduced by 1.
Bits is going to let out another bubble with reduced accuracy. A 1 out of 4 will just land unless you or Victor is going to try to evade or clash.
I'm going to have both of us clash, but I'm going to have Chris do it in the silliest way with his clash instead.
Okay.
As he smacks the bubbles.
Strength plus clash from both of you. You do you, I'll do Victor.
Okay.
Which attack will he use?
I'll go for low kicking.
This is Chris's second action, so that 1 is not going to cut it. But with a 3 out of 6, Victor will clash.
Question, does dad mode get out of once I use and move and then I have to get back into it?
So that bonus only lasts until your next roll, and you used it to punch the clown.
Ah, gotcha. Never mind. No, all good.
Chris, you're blasted with bubbles for 2 points of damage. Victor keeps punching them back to Bits, Ganondorf volleyball style, and both him and Bits take 1 point of damage.
All right.
You're not hanging on too well. What does Victor do?
Victor probably sees this and he's getting a bit annoyed, so he might do the thing that those weights were meant for, and he might try to throw them on the Popplio.
Is he going to be forceful with it, or is he just going to try to do it like a sleight of hand?
As the bubbles are coming towards it, him clashing with it, as he's clashing, he throws them at the Popplio while they're distracted.
Dexterity plus athletic.
3 out of 5.
Even with your second action, it will land.
The bubble's clear, and it looks like the heavy-ass training weights are attached to Bits' pigtails. That dexterity penalty is transferred from Victor to Bits,
and go ahead and add +2 to Victor's strength.
Done and dusted.
Top of the round, Just Kidding hops on over to Victor.
Hey, I'm sorry we've been so rock rough on you. Truce!
Holds out a present.
Oh boy.
3 out of 6 for present.
Clash. Karate chop.
2 out of 8. That will not succeed. Let's flip that coin.
Oh boy, here we go.
It blows up in his face.
Oh boy.
Takes 2 points of damage. Chris's turn.
As he sees Victor get absolutely blown, like something blown in his face, he's like quite upset and angry. He is going to go for another basic attack on Just Kidding, but he's going to put his back into it. 1 out of 2.
That will hit.
And defense is still 2. 1 out of 1.
Minimum 1 point of damage as you just punch the clown.
Just punch, keep punching the clown.
Victor's turn.
Victor, while he is looking at Just Kidding, he turns to the Popplio that's shackled. He's going to karate chop the hell out of it.
Okay.
4 out of 6.
Critical hit.
Oh.
You get 2 bonus dice to this hit.
All right, let's see. And their defense?
Is 3.
3 out of 9.
You just wallop this little cute little performing seal.
Oh.
As it tries to dodge out of the way, but it's a bit weighed down at the moment. You take it down to under half health.
Ooh.
Bits' his turn. He's going to use a bubble.
Okay.
He likes bubbles.
Okay.
1 out of 3 will land unless you evade or clash.
I will roll to see if he can evade now that he's got a speed back up.
Okay, what about Chris?
He'll endure.
Okay, roll accuracy for endure. It just lands.
Perfect.
Victor successfully dodges out of the way now that he's not weighed down. Unfortunately, you take a little bubble bath and you take a total of... You are brought down to 1 hit point.
I'm hanging on for you, buddy. I didn't know bubbles could hurt that much.
Top of the round, Just Kidding's turn.
Wow, Chris, you don't look too Gucci right now.
Oh.
Get well soon, present. What doesn't blow you up makes you better.
All right, let's see what you got.
Yay!
4 out of 6 will land.
He's just gonna stand there. So I don't think he can endure again at the moment, so...
It explodes and covers you with healing confetti.
What the hell?
Darn, wrong package.
I'm glad it wasn't the explosive one. But I do feel healthier by about 2 points.
If only they taught us how to pick the right boxes in Clown College.
Wow, just dropping that lore.
Crippling student loans are no laughing matter, Hong Kong.
Wow, wow, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Bitsy's actually falling for it, what a moron.
Okay, I want to use not one. Not 2. I want to use 3 will points.
I'm going to say no, because I'm not going to refresh them by the next round. But what were you going to do anyway?
Hit her very hard.
We can just do that naturally.
But I want to knock her prone.
Oh, well, if you're doing a maneuver instead of damaging her, then just roll, let's see, either strength or dexterity plus athletic.
We'll go with strength. 4 out of 5.
That's a critical hit. You pinned this motherfucker.
He's going to get a running start. He rushes towards her and he just scissor kicks her to the ground.
What an idiot. What a maroon. What a kick. Hong Kong.
That may not have knocked you out, but damn if it didn't feel good.
Jess flinches. You cause her 1 point of damage and the audience eats it up because they love when you hurt the clown. Next in the order is Victor.
Victor's going to go for a low kick to the Popplio.
Brionne, not Popplio, go ahead.
All right. Okay, can I use a will point to reroll that?
Sure.
And roll again. Please, dice gods, make this work. 4 out of 6.
Critical hit, so go ahead and roll damage. Defense is 3. And +2 to the modifiers.
4 out of 7.
How does it go down?
Victor is getting so pissed off at these two that it's not even funny, especially with how Chris has been getting hurt. But also seeing Chris kick the crap out of this clown, Victor realizes, oh, so we're doing that now. Victor takes a stance, disappears, hops in front of it, and then kicks it so hard, it bounces against the ring, stretches, and then starts going back and forth like a pinball before finally falling to the ground.
Plops to the ground, shackles in tow. You can pick those up after the battle.
Nice.
Popplio! I mean, Brionne!
I shall avenge you, Hong Kong.
Reaches into her hat, takes out a giant inflatable hammer, and goes for a basic attack on the primate. 3 out of 5 will land for minimum damage.
Chris will take it.
Victor will take it.
Oh, sorry. Victor will take it.
Hammer comes down. That's her turn. It is Chris's turn now.
Hmm. Chris is going to hold his action.
Okay. Victor's turn.
Victor's going to use Karate Chop, but he's going to just sort of like do a boop to just knock her out.
Wait, hold on for a second.
Okay.
Me first. And she'll roll accuracy for me first.
Oh.
That 1 out of 5 will land unless he evades or clashes.
He's going to clash. 2 out of 8?
That'll do. You see Jess inflate her glove into an almost like a foam finger-esque Karate Chop shape that's as big as her hand. She goes in for the hit. Victor grabs it, squeezes, and it pops. Victor and Jess take 1 point of damage each, and it's back to Victor's turn.
He's on his last health. He's gonna do a rage fist. Angry, angry monkey. Oh no. Oh, just kidding. 5 out of 6.
That's a critical hit. Let's see. Add 1 die of damage to the damage pool each time the user has taken damage from an enemy's attack or effect, up to a maximum of 3 dice. For that critical hit and the effects of Rage Fist. Go ahead and add +5.
Oh, merciful Lord.
Defense is 2.
Oh.
6 out of 11. She holds up a sign that says, oops.
Oh.
How does she go? Well, most likely up.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he couldn't control the rage. He let it all out on Just Kidding, but he wasn't kidding. He was very serious. Goes in for an uppercut, launches her in the air. But as she comes down, he does catch her, but she's out cold.
And she is holding a bouquet of flowers to her chest.
Thanks for that lovely assist, Victor, and hopefully Just Kidding's okay, right? You're just kidding, right? Right?
I can't hear you. I'm dead, Hong Kong.
Victor, drop her.
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day the clown died. Way to go, Chris! Woo!
The audience whoops and cheers in a bloodthirsty frenzy of approval.
You see Chris kind of put his hand, his fist in the air with Victor like, okay, all right, I did the right thing, I think.
And with that, the opening rounds are over and we're down to 8 contenders. Maxine versus Nurse Joy, Emberly versus T, Emily versus Liz, and of course...
Oh, wait a minute!
Velma versus Chris.
Oh no! I have to fight Velma!
The King of the Mountain Brawl has just begun! See you next time, folks!
Kay, you son of a...
bitch. Hey, Kay here. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you'd like to support us, we got a Patreon for that. Get rewards like your name in the end credits of the YouTube releases, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our Ultra Baller tier patrons, get your name mentioned verbally by me in the pause menu right now. Bamboori, Cammy Cat, Cybernetic Pink Guy, Danny Deathheart, D Money, Donkey Odo, Doodle Boy, Javon, Jonathan Jesus Macias, Key and T, Old King Cole, Red Phoenix 2412, Renamon Music Box Brony, Trace Hartley, and Unoriginal. Of course, word of mouth goes a very long way to support small podcasts like this. So, if you either post about the show using the hashtag PKMNLegacy on Blue Sky or Twitter, leave a good comment on our YouTube releases, or a good review wherever you find this podcast, then we might use your name for one of our NPCs, just like with Finn Flynn, who's named after Infinity the Labo on Patreon, Just Kidding, named after Jester Lord on Patreon, T, named after Ooh Hey It's T from Twitter, Liz the Iron Maiden, named after Liz from Iron Echo Games on Twitter, Anissa, named after Anissa from Punda Translations on Twitter, and Angel, named after AngelTigress777 on Twitter. Oh, and of course, special thanks to my main event man, John Roberts VA, for reprising the role of Mason. Actually, I have something to plug this episode. If you've been with us for a while, you may know that Chi-Chi and I try to put out a Christmas cover collab every year. We've done Rankin Bass, we've done Hot Chocolate from Polar Express. This year, we did You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And I think it's one of our best ones yet. But also, I'm biased as hell, so I guess you're just going to have to check it out for yourself, won't you? I'll leave the link in the description. Right, that's about it. Thank you again for sticking with us this year. Happy holidays, and back to the episode. Unpause. We pick up during the evening. Everyone has just been let out of the stadium as the first day of the tournament has come to a close. Chris, Velma, you get out of costume. Maddie catches up with you. The night is yours before you hit the hay and prepare for tomorrow.
I am so gross and so sweaty and so full of confetti.
You guys got a big day coming up.
No kidding.
So do you guys have to, like, pretend to be enemies now?
I did not fully think this through. I knew that was going to happen, but didn't think that through yet.
I think I'm waiting for, like, a little sparring match. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I could just get out of this, right?
Don't you really? Freaking dare.
Oh.
Don't you freaking dare. You are not escaping this match. You are not escaping to anywhere. You are in the ring with me.
Okay.
You better give it your all.
All right. I don't know. I don't think I've actually ever battled any of, like, either of you two. Don't think.
You hear Emily rush over to you guys. Hey, what's going on? We're talking about how Dad's going to have to beat a child tomorrow.
What's Emily?
No.
Wording, phrasing, not correct.
No, she did not say beat up a child.
I did infer that, though.
Anyway.
By the way, Finn Flynn told me to tell you that production wants to get some, like, B-roll and testimony from us tomorrow.
Ooh.
Apparently they want to put something together to show on the big screens as we enter.
Oh.
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, sweet. So that means we're going to be on TV?
Oh, yeah, they're broadcasting it everywhere in the region. I think outside the region, too.
Oh.
Does this mean my work is going to be on TV, too? Oh, I should write a letter to my professor and tell him.
Yeah, you should totally do that.
Maddie runs off somewhere to go do that.
Anyway, I'm going to hit the hay. Gotta face that Iron Maiden Liz tomorrow, and she big.
She big.
She big.
She is a very, very muscular woman, yes.
And that Bidoof, it's cute and also oddly terrifying.
I can't explain it, but I get a sense of dread when I stare at it.
Don't stare too long.
Yeah, the abyss will stare back.
Okay, good night.
All right, night, honey. I suppose with this time count as potential, training, I suppose? If you wanted to.
You absolutely could.
No TMs that Victor could potentially use. So I would like to go and try to build up his... But I'll be able to try to train to get his defense up.
Let's take a look at him. Oh, yeah, you can't make his vitality stronger than it already is.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's at a max of 4.
Fair enough. Okay. So I can take a point out of special and put that towards, like, dexterity or strength?
Yeah. Alternatively, if you put it into insight, you get more will points.
Ooh.
And you can have more moves in your arsenal at one time.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. I will take 1 point out of special, and I will allocate it to his strength.
We'll go ahead and take 3 of your 6 training successes and take care of that. How does this training go?
Chris is going to have Victor train with those... that weighted gear. He's just going to have Victor's practice shadow boxing over and over and over and over. You know, obviously he's doing it with him, probably not as fast, but they're just practicing, you know, the basics, the foundations. More concentrated punches about where he wants to hit until eventually he feels pretty confident about, you know, where his target's points are.
I want you, Chris, to roll strength plus lore.
Ooh, for Victor or for him?
For Chris.
Strength plus lore.
4 out of 5.
Damn!
Ooh.
He takes the time to focus and adjust to the weights, and soon his punches get more powerful and more powerful. You can actually see the air shimmer with the ferocity of his jabs.
That man is doing strings right now. I am very, very scared of you right now, but so impressed.
You have spent 3 points, but with that, you've just gained 4 points for training successes.
Woohoo! That's a night for Chris and Victor. They're gonna call it a night.
Okay, how about you, Velma?
I think we're gonna try and work on our dexterity.
So you're trying to reallocate your stats?
So we couldn't take away from, like, a trait like tough or something like that.
You have to kind of stick with your physical attributes in one bag and your social attributes in the other.
Gotcha. Looking at this now, I think we're kind of good where we are.
Okay.
If it means taking away from something, I think we're actually at a pretty solid set.
Alternatively, you could take away from one of his skills, like the fight, survival, social skills.
Oh.
Possibly take away from something like stealth and put it into channel or brawl. That would help with your accuracy of your moves.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and do that and take one away from stealth and put it into brawl.
I'll go ahead and subtract 3 training successes. You're down to 2 for that. How does a training go?
Taking a page out of Hajime no Ippo. Goonie's gonna be under a tree. He's gonna hit it, and then he's gonna be trying to catch all the leaves before they fall down onto the ground, just kind of catching them real quickly in his palms.
And how are you helping him with this?
Velma would also be training too. Of course, not catching him as quick, but like helping, like hitting the tree, making all the leaves fall, and kind of building up her own strength that way.
Then I will also need from you a strength plus lore.
Ooh.
2 out of 3. Very respectable.
Yay.
Your hands start to hurt after a while, even with your thick red gloves. The training goes well. Goonie, with swift nimbleness, is snatching the leaves out of the air. He just stuffs them into his tail bag, like...
Nice.
We'll add 2 successes to Goonie's training, and he now has 4 points to spend in the future.
All right.
Maddie, where did you run off to again?
I think just back to where we were staying to go write a letter.
Okay.
Tomorrow is when my designs are going to be on display, right? Again, because they were.
Today was the first live broadcast of the opening round.
Okay, so she's like, Dear Professor Bourgeois, this is coming a little bit late, but I had the opportunity to make some designs for a tournament out here in Appalachia. So my original designs are going to be all over, broadcasted everywhere, and you can watch it yourselves. I'm really proud of them, and I thought that maybe you should know that I am hard at my studies while out here. Yours, Maddie.
And she just, like, seals it up.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
I knew that was coming.
That is the wrong answer.
Natsu, I know. I'm going to call Natsu. Maddie just looks around, and she goes, Oh, Peggy, Peggy!
Natsu just pops out of thin air.
I have a letter for Professor Bourgeois, if you wouldn't mind delivering it.
He takes one of his legs, extends it out to you.
Maddie makes sure the letter is in an envelope. She signs the front that says Professor Bourgeois in really nice calligraphic? Yes, writing. And hands it to Natsu.
It's tied to his little leg. He will turn around and just like jump into the air.
Wait!
Teleports away.
No, I was gonna give him a treat of some sort.
Pops back.
Okay, I have Peggy treats specifically. It's like a treat bag that has little Natus like all over it and like cute little bird Pokemon. She pulls out 3 and she goes, Okay, ready? Get ready to catch them. 1, 2, 3. And she throws all of them up in the air at the same time, but they go different directions.
He pops. He like instant transmissions to each one. Pecks it out of the sky.
Oh, you're so good at that. Well done.
Ruffles his own feathers.
You can go now. I won't keep you any longer. Thank you.
He's out of there. And at this point, Chris and Velma come back, and you all go to bed for the night, I believe.
Sleep time.
I do believe.
And as you guys go to bed, Maddie, it's been a while.
Oh, no.
Do you dream?
Ain't that the age-old question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. There's been a lot going on.
Let's take you to the dreamscape once more. Once again, you wake up in the fused world of Le Parc Park.
Le Parc Park. Oh, my gosh.
Merging with the ruined forest landscape. You see, once again, Anissa. You see that she's a bit more fully formed now.
Oh my gosh, girly.
She's not just a bundle of shifting, glowing lines that form a silhouette. You can actually make out the shapes of her now. The horns on the mask look more like antlers and a mix of flowing hair that just drapes down her back and what seem to be very long ears.
Maddie, gives a little wave and lets some, sparkles dance outside of her fingertips.
Maddie!
Right! Anissa!
Hi!
Oh, she's so cute! That's really good. You know how to say hi to me. Have I heard any other different ways of Anissa greeting that, are a different language at all?
Not one that you could very easily form with your own vocal abilities.
Interesting. And Anissa couldn't teach me? Or is that
Do you want Anissa to teach you?
I do. I want to say hi back in their language.
Insight plus empathy.
2 out of 5.
You touch hands, and like before, there's that transference, that mixing of being between the two of you. This time of language. You can feel knowledge of your tongue pass through to Anissa, and in turn, you get echoes of what their kind's tongue sounded. and it is hard for your understanding of language to wrap around. It's immaterial, intangible in some places, and in other places it's polyphonic, a choir sharing one tongue. And I think Anissa understands that this is a bit too much for you, so she starts with the basics.
Yeeha. Yeeha.
Yeeha. Yeeha.
Mm-hmm. Yeeha. Hi.
Oh, yeeha.
Hi.
Maddie's so excited.
You're looking different. Good different. Is it still just you in here?
Oh, no, Maddie.
Well, of course, and I would never want you to feel alone. I'm always here for you.
Is Maddie alone? Home gone too?
Well, I'm not exactly home right now, but my home is far away from where I am. You see, I'm exploring.
Exploring?
Have you ever explored before? Do you have friends? Other friends?
Home gone. Friends gone.
That's what I saw, isn't it? It's okay. It's never truly gone. Is there any way to get it back? Can I help you in any way?
Help? How?
Well, how about this? Can you tell me a little bit more about where you're from? From the beginning?
And she sits down in front of Anissa and kind of holds out her hands, inviting her to, if she would like, share any memories.
She thinks about it, then sits down, crawls over to you. Rather than put her hands in yours, this time she extends her hands and puts two fingers on your eyelids. And you realize that these fingers are somewhere actually between fingers and bestial claws.
Bro, she legendary? She mythic type? What's happening here?
The dreamscape shifts and the dead woods around you erupt into this enormous, towering, fertile forest.
So this is no longer Le Parc Park, it's Le Forest Forest.
Or whatever the Colossian word is for a forest.
I actually should know and I don't, so that's on me.
Try, what's the French word for forest?
It literally is just F-O-R-E-T, I think.
Yeah, forêt.
Yeah.
You're in Le Forêt Forest, full of ferrets flittering about.
Yeah, forêt.
This towering forest around you is thrumming with a wild energy, teeming with life. The details to your eyes are still fuzzy and fading fast, but you can see the shapes of humanoid-esque creatures with bestial-esque features. Horns, claws, antlers, all shapes and sizes. They are not quite human, not quite Pokemon, somewhere in the gray.
And am I seeing this presumably from Anissa's point of view, or do I see Anissa in front of me as if I'm watching from an external point of view?
I think you are definitely seeing the world through Anissa's eyes.
There's no way I can tell. Like, I can't zoom out on this memory and, like, try and figure out where geographically we are, can I?
Insight plus nature.
God, I'm rolling so bad today!
0 out of...
Can I use a fate point? Or will point?
Sure.
Okay, 3 out of 5. I'll take that.
You rise up into the air, sort of like how you astral projected in Cortland City. These trees, the canopies, are incredibly high. But as you erupt, you are on a giant island region.
I knew it! It's where the King's Tower is, isn't it?
You look around, you see a couple mountain peaks. You see forests, swamplands. You do not see a King's Tower.
Okay, wait, sorry. Let me clarify. Am I seeing, like, I'm on an island that's like a big continent, like Appalachia, or I'm on an island and it's off of a continent?
It's roughly the same shape and size of Appalachia.
If I know roughly the shape and size, if we were to pull up a map of Appalachia, approximately where did I just pull up from?
In roughly the center of the region.
Center, okay. Wait, where the heck is the map? So kind of like where Russet Town is?
If you had to look at the map, it's roughly in just the general forest area, the verdant grove.
Yeah.
But then you descend, and you come back out of the vision with Anissa.
Maddie pulls out the mask, and She looks to Anissa and she says,
"We found this. Where you're from. Do I need to go back there? What do I need to do with it?"
"Edu? Anissa not in mask anymore. Anissa with Maddie. Mask is empty. Just a mask now."
"Right. Last time I channeled some pretty cool power, so I'm guessing that was you, huh?"
As you say that, the memories start to flow into both of you. Back when Maxine was trying to attack you all at the Crown of Shoals, when Captain Levi tried to arrest Chris back at Cortland City, times when Anissa's powers were unleashed and lashed out at the people around you.
"No hurt, Maddie. No hurt, friends."
No, it's okay."
"No, not okay. Bad people keep taking and hurting friends."
"Those giants that I saw in the vision, right?"
"Uh-huh."
"Are you worried they're going to come back and destroy more?"
"Uh-huh."
"And they still exist?"
I need you to give me one last insight plus channel. And you want to roll low.
Oh, odds are I won't. Odds are I won't. Can I?
3 out of 4. The dreamscape seems to respond to the fears roiling inside both of you. Trees give way, and from the shadows of this darkness emerge giant figures. One of them much more fleshed out than the others, and his giant hand is reaching for your neck.
Get me out of here!
You and Anissa grab each other.
Get us out of here, yeah.
And before Otto can reach you,
whoa!
You wake up.
That's scary. Also, why does the King's Tower look like it might be a giant? That's dormant. Anyway, I'm putting that out there.
Ooh, thank you for putting it out there. Maddie, as you wake up in a cold sweat, you instinctively reach to cradle your face. You feel a few changes.
What?
Oh, no.
Underneath your bangs.
Oh, no.
Patches of fuzz.
Bro.
And as you open your mouth in surprise, you feel a bit of changes in there too. Your canines feel a bit longer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I'm stressing, you guys. I'm really stressing.
Okay, if I look in a mirror, there's no, like, are there any changes that, like, somebody would be like, what the heck happened to you? Or is there anything visible to the common eye?
Well, you do look closer into the mirror. The patches of fur, easy to cover up with your bangs.
Uh-huh.
Teeth, as long as you don't bite anyone, you should be fine. And then you lock eyes with yourself. You've noticed that your eyes have been becoming brighter and more vibrant in color.
You know, I did see that in the art, and I was going to ask you about that.
But more than that,
you're sneaky.
The pupils
Ayo.
Seem to be changing as well. Less of the regular circles.
Yo.
More of a crescent shape.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. This is what happens when I tell Kay that I like mystery dungeons.
Morning comes. Chris, Velma, you head over to the Civic Center to record that testimony and B-roll footage. And on set, in his sports announcer outfit, you see Finn Flynn reporting for the win. Thank you so much for coming in. Let's get to work. Let's start with you, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. Makeup? And people start powdering your face.
Oh, that's so strong.
That's great.
What is that?
That's great. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions for the testimony footage. You'll just answer them. Easy questions. Just talk about how you're looking forward to the next match, how you're absolutely going to destroy your next opponent in the ring. Stuff like that, you know.
What was that last part?
You know, smack talk. Classic smack talk. Everyone loves talking smack.
Well, I'm not really one to talk, you know, smack or anything like that. I think just want everybody to do good in the tournament.
Don't worry, we'll fix that in post.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Sound, speeding, camera,
rolling.
Everybody clap, recording in three, two, one.
All right, Crimson Crusader, what drove you to get into the ring and enter this tournament?
Well, technically I wasn't going to enter, but I kind of got in it because, well, my friends kind of got me into it, I suppose. Yeah, that's actually just it. My friends got me into it.
And now you'll be facing one of those so-called friends, Velma Vladimir, in the next match. How much are you looking forward to this heated battle?
Well, not necessarily, no. I mean, it's more just for, like, funsies. I kind of just wanted to,
To show everyone what for and that this old dog has some bite left in him?
No, well, I mean, I guess you could call it that, but, you know, not in a violent way, I suppose.
Cut.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to doing these kind of...
Chris, baby, boobalo, bro.
Bro.
This whole awkward, bumbling charm thing you got going on, it does not make for good content. You have to get into the spirit of things. Put on a show.
Okay. Technically, this is all... It would be considered acting, right?
Exactly. Acting. The audience out there, they don't want to see a nice guy. They want to see some confidence. Moxie, coffee? Here, have some coffee. Drink it up, get some pep in your
stomach. I love this person.
Okay, he takes a swig of the coffee.
It is more caffeine than coffee.
He feels his, like, out-of-body experience. He's like, oh, what is that?
Oh. All right, take two, let's go, people. Sound. Speeding. Camera.
Rolling.
That's strong.
Three, two, one. So, Chris, what made you decide to step into the ring?
Well, if... I don't know. There's something about just mopping the floor with the blood of my enemies. Showcasing just how weak they are, how inferior their Pokemon are to mine. And making sure that when I destroy them in a tournament, I'm doing it with an honest-to-God smile on my face.
Oh my God!
Cut. Okay, think we overcorrected with that one. Listen, we'll leave the villain talk for Velma, that's her angle, plus the whole quiet, almost bloodthirsty, brooding stuff. We're gonna leave with Maxine, that's sort of her gimmick.
Oh,
so,
wait, you interviewed Maxine?
We're doing this for everyone, no matter how difficult they may be to work with.
He grabs him by the shoulder. You interviewed Maxine?
You a fan of hers?
I'm not a fan, not at all.
Good, great, love this energy, keep it. Sound?
Speeding?
Camera?
Rolling.
Three, two, one. So, Chris, what drives you?
Oh, I'll tell you something that drives me. The fact that she's even here. Okay, look, Maxine, I don't know if you're looking at this, but I swear on everything that is beautiful in this world, I am going to break every bone in your body. And then I'm going to watch as I laugh in your face and let you know I am not weak. I'm not weak. I'm not weak.
Keep the camera rolling. If he ends up facing her, this will be gold.
I mean, seriously, who punches someone, breaks their ribs, and then thinks, oh, guess that's normal to do to an old man? Well, how will you like it when I break your ribs?
Great. Love it. Let's move on to Velma and her ribs. You're facing her next. How about that?
Velma, darling dearest, if you're watching this, I'm getting so much payback for all those sodas you made me drink. Remember, there's a thing called tough love, darling. I've got a lot of tough love to give.
I think they broke him.
Fantastic. You also might be facing your own daughter in the ring. Tell us about Emily.
Well, Emily is my daughter, as you probably know. We're both from Hoenn, and, well, to be honest, I didn't really think that far ahead if I ended up fighting my daughter. I mean, she's more of a trainer than I am. Wow, I really did not think that one through. I guess we'll see who comes out on top.
Any fighting words you'd like to say to her?
I love you, baby. I hope you do good. Daddy's proud of you. And also, brush your teeth. I swear to God, I think... Remember, hygiene is important. Brush your teeth. Everyone watching this, brush your teeth. Floss. Floss is important as well.
His character's all over. It's cut. Okay, that will have to do. Thank you very much, Chris. Velma, you're on deck. Let's get started.
Alrighty.
Sound, speeding, camera.
Rolling.
Three, two, one. So, what drives Velma Vladimir to fight?
Of course, to show off my true genius. Fighting tactics, my showmanship, and of course, my wonderful Goonie who's the best ever. Is that right, Goonie? Yeah, that's right. That's my Goonie. That's my little Goonie.
We all heard you're set for world domination. Tell us, what does the world of Velma Vladimir look like?
Machine in the world has to at least be stacked with it ranch soda at all times, no matter what. It is the best flavor, of course.
Now you're up against Christopher Gray, next your own traveling companion.
That I am.
How do you think that fight's gonna turn out?
Well, I'll tell ya, it's gonna be a fight for the ages, and you are not gonna wanna miss it.
Anything you wanna say to that old man's smug face before you punch it?
Remember, I still got that six pack!
And cut. Can we work with a soda angle? Is that anything? Can we? We'll fix that in post. Okay, thank you very much. All right, let's get the next one in. Let's go, people.
And with that, the two of you exit. Velma, you pick up your seat gear. Seems like you missed a few calls from your mom.
Mm-hmm. I think she's just going to let it vibrate for now.
You put the seat gear back in your pocket. I think at this point, the three of you are together, probably just coming out of the Civic Center to get some lunch, maybe. You see a familiar, froggy face. Angel, come over to you. You can tell she looks a bit nervous talking to you three. Hello, how are you three doing?
Yeah, afternoon. Pretty nervous, but so far so good. And you?
Good, good. Camilla told me to tell you that testing has been completed and your Minun, well.
Oh.
And she hands you a Pokeball.
Maddie, like, very gingerly grabs the Pokeball, looks kind of between Velma and Chris and Angel a little nervously, and closes her eyes and releases the Pokemon.
A Minun pops out.
What?
A regular Minun?
The fur looks a bit whitened, bleached almost, and there is this slight rainbow iridescent sheen, just an aura about it. But otherwise, looks like a normal Minun.
Shiny Minun!
Yeah, so as you can see, she's reading from the clipboard. Testing on the subject has led to mixed results. The Minun seems to have regained his mental faculties and personality, though the exposure to whatever changed him has led to his white fur, which matches neither the normal or shiny form.
But he's okay! And Maddie just gives him a big hug.
Minun waddles over to your ankle and hugs you.
I'm so glad you're okay. You had me so worried there.
Oh, and some other things. He is a pure electric type again, and it seems his ability is now Friend Guard, which they usually don't have as an ability.
I'm just so glad that he's back. Did you figure out anything else about the typing? What it is?
That's all the notes they really gave me on that. But they told me to tell you that if you have any other, jewel-type Pokemon, I think that's what you called them, that you can hand them over to a Mogul Corp representative and they can get it restored for you.
Interesting.
It might take longer because, well, Minun was only partially mutated, so.
Right.
Right, well, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do. I have to go look for Lucario.
Yes. That wouldn't happen to be a very specific Lucario, would it?
I think so, and Camilla told me that Chris told her that I should go look for it, so here I go looking for it.
For Maxine's.
Hmm.
Get that Maxine Lucario?
Actually, no, pause. Kate, if a Pokemon is released, can you catch it again?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
That's how Maddie was able to catch Spinacat.
Yeah.
I could be such an asshole and go catch that Lucario.
I think you need to.
I could be such an asshole.
I think you need to. This is your moment.
I kinda want to.
Well, we sent Angel to find it, so.
How much time before this thing kicks off? How long would that take?
You do not have the time to go off on a side quest.
Damn it.
Well, Angel might bring the Lucario to us.
He looks at Angel. So, in terms of catching that Lucario for me,
I'm not even a I'm just... I was told to just go look for it, and that's what I'm going to go do. So, yeah.
I understand. That's fair.
Right. Have a good day.
Appreciate you greatly. Thank you. You're a blessing in the sky.
And Angel heads off into the wilds. So, Maddie.
Yes?
Would you like to give a nickname to your Minun?
Yes, I do. I've been sitting here for the last 5 minutes trying to come up with one. Come back to me.
Sure thing. I remember you mentioning to me out of game that you wanted to talk to Celine.
Yeah, she's in town, right? Like, might as well. Catch up with the girly.
Are your friends going with you?
I'll leave that to you guys. You can come if you want.
Yeah, why not?
How much time do we have?
Places for you is in about, like, an hour or two.
Hour or two? Oh, that's not too bad.
All right. So, the three of you, with your new Minun in tow, find Maddie's sister, Celine, just enjoying some coffee.
Hey! Celine!
Ah, Maddie! Mwah, mwah. Good to see you!
Good to see you, too. We never really did formal introductions, though, right?
We were caught up in the moment.
Right.
It was a good moment.
It was a good moment. That was great. Thanks again for that.
Salut, you two. I am Celine Leclerc. I am Maddie's older sister.
Yes! And Celine, This is Velma.
Hello.
Velma, you are so cute.
Oh, do not call her that.
What? There's nothing wrong with being cute. Also, you are very strong. You did very well in the battle against me.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you smell greatness when you see it.
And this is Chris.
Thank you so much for watching over my sister while she's traveling.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Me and her got on like a house on fire, if the house was set on fire by a Charizard.
I hope it makes you feel better to know that it's not just because of you.
Oh, and you did very good in your tournament match, Chris.
Well, they were definitely hilarious.
You did the right thing. Clowns cannot be trusted.
No, they can't.
Hey, Celine, I have a question. I know I was asking you about your perfume earlier, but I never really got, like, an exact... what is the brand that you're wearing? What is the perfume?
My perfume? I think it is Eau d'Aromatis Soissons Set. Go on, take a whiff.
The perfume is overbearingly fragrant, but the nausea you're feeling now, the same you felt last time you talked to Celine, it doesn't seem to be coming from the perfume.
What? Wait, that's weird. Why do you smell... sniffing the air, and then she's like kind of going up to her sister, like smelling her.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. You smell different than the perfume. Are you sure you're not wearing anything else?
Okay, you're starting to freak me out. Are you okay?
What do you mean? Am I okay? There's definitely nothing going on. You smell.
Cute plus perform.
Does Maddie have a heightened sense of smell, Maddie?
I guess, but I'm wondering why my sister smells different than the perfume. Maybe my sister's just stinky. 2 out of 2.
Let me roll for her real quick. Celine looks you dead in the eyes.
Maddie, are you wearing contacts?
How did you know?
I thought, Maddie, do you wear contacts? I thought you had perfect vision.
When did I say that?
I thought you mentioned it.
I'm trying something new for the tournament. You know, getting in the spirit of the tournament.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Wow, I didn't even know they sold contacts around here.
They're special order from Kalos.
Oh, I'm guessing you must have had Pecky Pecky bring those for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, Pecky Pecky brought them.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Yeah, when I sent a letter to my professor.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Celine. What?
Smell this real quick. And she holds up a piece of paper right to your nose. It is so bad it makes you want to tear your nose right off your face. It is the source of the nausea from before.
Celine, what the heck? Why'd you do that? I thought we were over the pranking thing.
Yeah, a prank, a funny joke. Sister, sidebar real quick. We'll be right back.
Oh,
come on, Maddie. I'll unzip.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
She takes you behind a corner out of earsight and eyesight.
What? What's the matter?
Suddenly she grabs you by the collar. What are you and what have you done with Maddie?
What? No, what?
Oh, no.
What do you mean? What?
Say something only the real Maddie would know.
You're a poopoohead!
A lot of people call me that. Be more specific.
Chad Wickington is the worst.
Yes, he is, but that's even less specific. A lot of people think that.
What? I don't...
She whips out that gut-wrenchingly bad-smelling piece of paper.
Tell me our favorite sitting spot, or I'm going to tape this to your face. Cinq, quatre, trois, deux...
The park!
She tucks away the piece of paper. Okay, you're Maddie then.
Yes!
Okay. Have you recently done anything that might best be described as spoopy?
Spoopy like this mask? She pulls out the mask.
Kiss the fuck! And she slaps it out of your hand onto the ground.
No, don't
you
do
went
that!
And put on
why
a stupid walk. How long ago?
God, how long ago is this?
Roughly 2 weeks.
Roughly 2 weeks.
Jesus.
What? Did you know that we have a family history of weird stuff?
Okay, so you know how our parents are into that new age stuff? You know, the witchy stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so long story short, we're from a long line of hex maniacs and you're possessed as shit.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean? I feel like me. I feel fine.
Breathe. Short story long.
Well, I guess I would.
We are descended from a long line of hex maniacs who specialize in the art of acting as like mediums and vessels for spirits. We're like really good at being possessed.
Why did you know this and I did not?
Okay, when we were little, Mom and Dad gave me a talk. Apparently the gift skips a generation or two, but it didn't with us. They tried to push me into the whole hex maniac life, and that's not a good life. It's not my life. So I left, became an ace trainer, and I guess they gave up after me.
Yes, but what?
It's also why I carry around these talismans and amulets. Helps keep the spirits at bay, because we are really susceptible to the spoopy stuff.
If you were so worried, why didn't you give me one or tell me about this sooner?
Because I didn't think you needed
it. Well, I didn't know either.
I thought you were in fashion school or something.
I am in fashion school. Okay,
Femme Tabouche. Okay, it's fine. We can fix this. I can pull a few strings,
Wait, Celine. I have been talking to a spirit, but I don't think that... I think it's a spirit, but I don't think that it's bad. I think it needs help.
You need help too. You didn't see the scrapbooks or the stories I saw. This stuff changes you.
But...
I do not want my baby sister to get hurt. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to pull a few strings. I may know someone who can help us. Just don't do anything too spoopy in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
And you, petite fantôme. Pulls you in close, talks directly into your forehead. You better not hurt my sister, or I'm going to find a way to haunt you back.
She's not going to hurt me, and she has a name.
Okay, sorry. Kisses your forehead. I just worry for my sister, okay?
I trust you.
Thank you. You return to Chris and Maddie. Okay, it was such a nice time meeting you both. Break a leg with the rest of the tournament. I have to go get some shopping done.
Oh, yes, she's got to get some stuff before the tournament. Got to look fly.
Well, have fun with that.
Okay, au revoir. Love you both. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And she heads off.
So,
you seem kind of frazzled. Everything all good?
No. That's frazzled. It's such a funny word, you know? Frazzled.
Yeah.
So, you guys have to prepare for the tournament, right? Let's go! Then she just pushes them away.
And the two of you are shepherded away to get ready for some good old-fashioned PvP.